Father Mar says that here Revisa there was a Gaisha girl. Here Revisa tonight a young Gaisha girl. She was found between the barrels of wine. She was holding some foam bubbles in her hand. So the question is, most probably this foam came from the barrel of wine, so most probably she put her hand inside the barrel of wine, so the barrel should be asa. Omar Rava, no, Cham Rishori, still this barrel of wine is muta. Eimer Genach, go to Kula and say, Migaba de Chavita Shaklasei. Most probably the foam like was running down the side of the barrel, and she caught it on the outside of the barrel, so she did not touch the inside of the barrel. So again, we could go to Kula. So even though right now when we look at the barrel, we do not see any foam on the outside of the barrel. There's only some left inside, but nothing on the outside of the barrel. Ema, we have a right to say, Isramuya Isramile. That when she was there, at the time when she went there, the bubbles are still flowing over on top. Now they're not there anymore. When she was there, we have a right to say that's where she touched it from, so therefore we'll make her. Kura's a big cool over here. Even though we don't have a right. So Rashi says, "Of Vedavka Zoni Kula Revisa." She's a young girl. The Eina Yedas Betiv. She doesn't know what it means to make nisach. So she has no ataiva. She's not Mosra Nashav to touch it. But a Gedolei Nechnami, if you'd find a big guy near the wine, Avadet Biyasa, because then the Mukhura, once he touches the outside, must probably touch the inside also. So then we would not be making. Hahu Pul Musa. There was like an army. The Soligle Nadoi came into Nadoi. And Poschul Chavit the Tuva, they opened up a lot of barrels of wine. So Shalom, did they touch the wine or not? Kiyosi Ravdimi Yomar Uvdehevi Kaimid Rebbe Lezer. One stop in a case like this in front of Rebbe Lezer. Vishari, and he said all the barrels of wine are muta. Well, a lot of Jews could still drink the wine. And Veloyadani wasn't sure why. E Mishum de Sovlok Rebbe Lezer. Maybe it was like Rebbe Lezer de Yomar Sofik Biator. Again, this army, we have a Sofik, whether they were Jews or Goyim. We're not sure. So it's a suffix whether a guy came in here altogether or not. So that's called suffix B, you go to Kula. Or maybe no, or Mishum de Sava, Ruba de Azle Badi Pamusi is running. Not because there's a doubt of 50-50 chance, but just the opposite. There was Rav. We know Rav people in this army were Jews. So then, Ihochi Eve, suffix B, suffix Magahu. Well, said me that I mishum what the sava maybe as suffix ruba the asli badi pumusa yisroninu maybe roiv was what was Jews.
Yeah.
Rashi says yisroninu fi asdina basa ruba like a svek is no suffix. But says yochi if so high suffix bia. Sir, so why is it called the suffix bia suffix mago? It's called the suffix mago. Yeah. Kivu nimiftuche tuva emuradait.
What's
this question here? What's
the
keeping? Yeah.
For the money inside, they touched the wine.
I mean, the most question according to the first teretz. Ihochi, like how could you say this doyim with Rebbe Lezer according to the first case? How could you say it was like Rebbe Lezer over here? High suffix B, a suffix magu. According to the second teretz, would be good. Rove with them with Jews, you go to Kula, go after Rove. But according to the first teretz, is what even though it's a suffix. But you go according to Rebbe Lezer that says Sofik B is Mutter. Why is it called the Sofik B over here? Lemaisa, they opened up all the barrels of wine. So they mamish, it's a Sofik, did they touch it or not? We know for sure they were near the barrel. This is not called the Sofik B. It's called the Sofik, whether they touched it or not. So Mar says, yes, Kiva de Miftache Tuve. Listen, they opened up 1,000 barrels. They're not going to drink no 1,000 barrels. So obviously we see what was their intentions of opening up the barrels. Eimer adait the mamoina pisku. They opened it up on after steel. They thought maybe they'll find gold or silver inside the barrels. That's why they opened them up. As if they just had taiva to drink wine, they would have opened up 5, 10. How many barrels can you drink? Just 5 or 10. Here that they opened up 1,000 barrels, that shows us that their intentions were not just to drink the wine. Their intentions were to look for the money. If so, Kesofik B dummy. This seems like a Sofik B, even though the guy was standing by the barrel, we have a good doubt maybe never put his hand inside the barrel, because he's looking for money. And when he sees that's full of wine, there's a good reason to say he just left it alone. So therefore, this seems like that's the first teretz. that even though it wasn't Rav Yisraelim, it was only a Suffolk, whether it was a Jew or whether it was a guy, it's all succeeded Suffolk oil. Whether the guy would touch it at all or not, there's a good doubt he would not touch it, because they're only interested in money, and therefore we say it's mutter. Hahi misuvisa, there was an attendant ahead, what they call a manager, the there was a manager of the wine factory, and she gave over the keys to the store, whatever, to the store, she gave over her keys to a guy. And inside the store was wine. Now the guy outside has the key to the store. Some Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Blaza, Uv de Heve Be Medrash, once applicants in the Beis Medrash, for Yarmu they said, Loi Masru Lo Ela Shmiras Naftech Levad, that the manager only gave over the keys to the guy. He did not, she did not give him permission to go inside the store. The door is locked. She only gave him permission to hold the keys, that's all. But you have no right to walk inside. If so, the wine inside is mutter. Because if this guy goes inside the store, he looks like a ganef. He has no permission to come inside. Even though I give you the keys to watch, it does not mean that you have a right to walk inside and check it out. It only means to say, hold on to my keys. So of course it depends what you told the guy. If you told the guy, come inside and check it out once a week, once a day, then about a biyasa. If the guy has permission to come inside, that's the cloud before where he's not nitfas like a ganef, then it's asa. But they were talking about he has no right at all to walk inside. He has no business inside. So only a question, when you gave him the key, what did you mean to say by giving him the key? That's the maskana. All you meant to say was just, watch the keys, that's all. But you have no right to walk inside. Therefore, the guy is afraid to walk inside of benitfas kaganif, or the one will be mutter. Omer Abaya Afana Narmatanina. What's to learn like this? Afana Narmatanina. Says, Hamoisa Maftechus de Amoris. If you give over your keys to your house, where you have your truma, where you have your tyrus inside the house, so tyrus of tyrus, what's inside the house is still Torah. We're not afraid the Amoris goes inside and touches it. Why? We see clearly that you only gave him the keys to watch the keys, but he has no permission at all to go inside the house. Therefore, the tyrus that are inside the house are still Torah. Now we cite this. Once we say that for Tyrus will make him to say the Amoris will not go inside, so boy, that for sure for Goy also we're not afraid the Goy will go inside the room and touch the wine. So Lameim, what do you mean to tell me the Tyrus of Alima for Yainesach? That yes, that there's more shmira, there's more of a svar like they're it's more kal Tyrus than it is Yainesach. So you see there, by Namoros, he would not touch the tyrus, for sure a guy would not touch the wine. In yes, it's true, you can learn like this. Chotzer shel chokul b'mesifus. You have a chotzer there, a yard, that there's only a small fence in between. Dividing up one side is the Jews, and one side is the guys of the Amorites. Some are after Tyrus of Timaeus. If an Amorite lives on the other side, you have to be afraid, yes, the Amorites went inside and touched it. But if on the other side of this fence, lives a guy, then we say the guy is afraid. So you see, a guy is more of afraid to touch wine in a case where it looks like a ganef. In other words, there's a little mechitza dividing our two rishusim. So if you walk over the mechitza, you look like a ganef. What are you doing in my rishus? So you see, a guy is more afraid to touch yayin than an amorit is afraid to touch tyrus. So therefore, here, if you tell me that by tyrus, by giving over the key, you only mean to watch the key and not walk inside. You're not afraid to touch the terrorists. The same sort applies by Yain Nesuch also. But rather, the Yain Nesuch will still be, the Yain will be mutter. Even though you gave the key to the room to a guy and you told him to watch the key, all you meant to tell him was just, watch the key, that's all. He has no right to walk inside, so a guy is afraid to walk inside, but because they're ganef, there will be a biyasa. Right, stop here. Now, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Aftai Reis, they're like equal. Since there's a small fence there, for the Amoris to jump over to come into the Chover, it looks like he's a Ganet. So we're not afraid the Amoris would come over. And therefore, his Tyrus is Truma, left outside, is also Tor. Meisva, I have a question like this. It looks like Rabbi Yechanan. Meisva, I have a question. It says, Ha-Penimius Shechover. Let's say there are two Chotzers, or two houses, one within the other. So the penimius, the inside one, belongs to the chover, the one that's makbid on Tyrus. The outside courtyard, shel amoritz, belongs to the regular amoritz, that's not makbid on Tyrus. So it says, Oise Chover, the one living inside, the inside courtyard, the Chover, he has a right, Shoteach Shom Peiris, he could spread out his Peiris, his Truma, or Meliach Shom Kelim, he could leave his Kelim, utensils outside. V'yafal Pi Sheyodoy Shel Amoritz, Magas L'Shom. Even though the Amoritz living in the outside courtyard, he could like stick out his hand, it's close enough for him to just stretch in his hand and touch the Peiris, touch the Kelim. Still we say it's kosher. So Chura Kashan Rav, there's a Kashan Rav that Rav said by Tyrus it's Timaeus.
Yeah.
Rav says by Namoritz, we're afraid he would jump over the fence and touch your Tyrus. So I come over here, even though the inside Chotzer is only the Chover, but the outside one, the Amoritz, could just by putting his hand inside touch it, it should be Tomei. Omloch Rav, Rav answers no. Shani Hosam, the Nitfas Lokaganif. Here you have no permission at all to be in the inside courtyard. You belong on the outside courtyard. Coming to the inside, you look like a ganef. Here there's no heter. But over there by the chotzer, kokoku, like really they're both shearing the chotzer. Just that there's a small fence in between. So for the Amoritz to stretch over, there he does not look like a ganef. It's in the same courtyard, there he does not look like a ganef. But here from the outside one to the inside one, it looks like he's a robber. He's afraid to come in. We're not afraid he would touch them. Toshima, come in here. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, Gagoy shel chover lamalo migagoy shel amoritz. The neighboring houses, one has a higher roof than the other one. The chover lives in the house that has a higher roof, and the amoritz lives in the neighboring house that has a lower roof. So it says, Oisei chover shoteach sham peiris. Then they used to use the roofs to spread out peiris. He has a right to spread out his fruits of truma. O meniach sham kelim, he can leave his kelim there also. Obavad, but providing those is clearly shaloi tehe yodu shel amoritz magas l'shom, that the amoritz, when he stands on his roof, he cannot stretch out his hand and touch the peiris that are on top of the chovers or gag. But mashmi, if they are that close, then we have to be afraid the amoritz would touch them. So if so, kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan. Now it's a kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan. Here, of course, a proof to Rav that by Tyrus we are afraid the Yamoritz will stretch out his hand and touch it. Omloch Rabbi Yochanan, Shani Hossam, here it's different. By two roofs, one next to another, the reason why we're afraid here the Yamoritz will stretch out his hand and touch what's on top of the other one's roof, the Yisrael Eshtamute, because he has an excuse why he's touching the other one's roof. Meimaromi, he has a right to say maybe the Yamoritz, Amitsure Kom Matsro. Like I plan now to build on to my house. And therefore I have to measure out to know exactly, the meitzah usually means the boundaries, I have to measure them out to know exactly where I can start building my roof. So, my wall. So therefore I have to go on top of your roof, or at least touch your roof, because I have to measure my property. So therefore the Amoritz does not look like a ganef, but he has an excuse, he has a reason why he's touching the other one's roof. So here we're afraid the Amoritz will touch the roof. Therefore if the chover put his peiris at the end of his roof, that the Amoritz could touch it, here we say it's tummy.
What happened?
Comes tummy. The Amoritz is tummy. So when he touches the peiris, he's metama the peiris, they become tummy. It's truma. It's truma kachim. He cannot eat it if it's tummy. It's a question, do we have to be afraid that the Amoritz touched them or not? Toshima. It says, Gagoy shel chover, the chover, the tamachochim has a roof. Pitzat gaga shel Amoritz. Neighboring house, and the Amoritz's gag is right opposite the chover's roof. So Oisei chover, this chover, the one that's makpid, that watches his peiris, they did not become tamei, he is permitted, he's allowed, sherteach shom peiris, he could spread out his fruits, or meniach shom kelim, v'yafa pi, even though sheyodah shel Amoritz, magas l'shom. So kash l'rav, here we still have Rabbi Yochanan, that we're not afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand and touch the chover. And Rabbi Yochanan said, we are afraid. Rav says, we are afraid. So it's a kasha on Rav. Omalach Rav, Rav says, true, I admit, this price argues on me. But Lav, Iker, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Koy Kavosei. Listen, in the price before, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds like me, that he held that we are afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand and touch the Tyrus. If so, I know the Yarmik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's not a question on Rav. Rav says, true, it's a machlekes. But I hold, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that by Tyrus we are afraid the Amoritz will stretch out his hand. So anytime it's possible for the Amoritz to stretch out and touch the Tyrus, the Peiris of the Chover, we have to be knowing as if they are Tomei.
Now the Mishnah says, Bol shois shenichnas ol yir. Bol shois, that's an army that comes into the city, and they try and steal things. Rashi says, Chayel shalshem, shemechavshim v'chotrim. They go and search for things. Korbu bol shois. They go and take everything and grab things. So who are the goyim? The goyish army comes in. So b'shah shalom, if there's peace, they're only coming through to visit or to get some food. Then it depends. Chov yis psuchos, if a Jew has an open barrel of wine, asurus. You have to be afraid that these army men drank from it, and therefore the wine is yayin esach. Stumos, if it's a sealed, closed barrel, and then mutarus. We're not afraid they'll come and break open your barrels. It's peace. They're only coming now to drink, to eat, only if it's opened already. But the Shas Mulchomev, it's a wartime now, and the army men come in, and they're going to war. Eilu v'yelu mutaris. Then even an open barrel is also muta. We're not afraid the goyim stopped off to drink some wine. Why? Lefi shein p'nai l'nasel, they have no time. They're at war now. They're fighting the enemy. They have no time. Even touch the wine, right? They have no time, right? Look at the bottom, Tosfos. Mashma filo tuva, even there's a lot of wine. V'le'amrinim, we do not say, that to the minor apostle. Here, we do not say this where we had before, that they're looking for money. K'damrinim li'yah gavi pulmis, there by a mob of people coming in. V'ayinim, shon the pulmis, boyim lignois. Over there, they're bandits, they're robbers. So they're lignois, boyim lignois matamel. There, they're coming to collect the king's taxes. Lakat ikla meima, they're dieted the main apostle. They're looking for money. Their main purpose now is to collect taxes. But as you do with the tax collectors, used to steal money and take for themselves also. So their main, they were out to get money. So they were afraid, they're opening the barrels to look inside, to look for money. Avo bolshes here, when they come for the army, here they only come just to eat or to drink. So therefore, here we say, if it's Shas Sholem, they are coming to eat and to drink. Therefore, even though they opened up 1,000 barrels, even though there was 1,000 barrels, they're all 1,000 arosa. Because here we say they do come to eat and drink. So they come to Shas Sholem, their purpose now is not to steal money, they're not looking for money, but they're looking for food. Therefore, if the barrels are open, we have to be afraid they drank from them, and the wine would be Yai Nesach. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, Alochom, Ir Shekav